What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Captain's Run with Cameron Smith. We are here for Chemist Warehouse. Save on your prescriptions at Chemist Warehouse. Head into store today. Subscribe to the Captain's Run, Apple, Spotify, or where all good podcasts are downloaded. And make sure to give us a text, 0457 736 736. Let's start our day off. Well, not start the day off. Let's start the show with some typical Captain's Run texts. I could say they're typical by now. We've got 2 weeks of some really uplifting stuff at the start of the show. Make sure you're giving a follow on the Twitter and also on Instagram and TikTok. The great Cameron Smith is here. How you going, brother?
Hello, Campy. How are you going?
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Great to hear your wonderful voice again. just another week down, mate. Another week down. What are we into? Round four already? Jeez, this season's going fast.
Mate, it is crazy how quick it's going.
What about the year? Where's the year gone? We're at Easter already. The Easter Bunny's here this weekend.
Oh, stop it. Are you dressing up as the Easter Bunny for the kids? Or are they a bit older than that now?
No, my kids they're a little bit older than that at the moment, mate. So
I didn't think that would stop you, mate. I thought you liked dressing up as Santa.
We still have the little sort of Easter egg hunt and all that sort of stuff. That's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, we might have to do it in gumboots and brollies this week up in, mate, southeast Queensland. Seriously.
Mate, how is the Currumbin Eagles going? Are they flying or what?
Mate, the boys are up and about. They're flying. They played their last trial on the weekend just gone. And we had a couple of wins. The two teams had two victories, which was nice. But no go this week.
Oh, no.
Tell me this, right? Tell me this. And all of our listeners, we might get a few texts in as well. Can you think back to your junior footy days or any whatever sport you played? If it rained, did you still train or did you get shut out? Because I'm learning now that the councils, they shut the fields. As soon as there's a little sprinkle, oh no, can't train.
What?
And our fields are closed.
That was the funnest times in growing up. Mate. You go do belly slides in the puddles, it's the best.
Yeah, you just, mate, you get soaked. You know, the water's dripping off your clothes, the socks and the boots are filled with water. And at the end of training, everyone has the competition. Who can slide the furthest?
Yeah, seriously.
Let us know. What's happened?
What has happened to this world? PC gone mad. That's what I say.
So no training this week for the teams. Both days have been called off. So luckily, we've got a couple of weeks off now to freshen the boys up a bit.
Did you, in first grade, when you go away in the off season, you get sent the dreaded program. Did you send the boys a dreaded program? Hey, boys, I just need you to pump out a 10K a day if you can, please.
No, but given we haven't trained this week, hey, you've given me a great idea. That might be going out after the captain's run. It might be punched out to the parents.
Oh no! Now I'm going to be blamed for the 10K run. The young fellas are going to have to go on. Oh, sorry, boys. Sorry, boys, but I am the assistant to the assistant. I'm just looking out for you. I want you to be fit. I want you to be fit.
Well done.
Now, we got some huge, huge talking points. Reece Walsh, it was reported that he had agreed to terms to a $5.5 million mega contract, so it's 1.1 over 5 years.
Yep.
But then, later in the night, he posted on Instagram, as the kids do these days, and say, no, nothing has been signed. He even said, jokingly, Kevy's lost his number, which is alarming, lost the coach's number.
Yep.
Hopefully he's playing when he gets back in a couple of weeks. We've also got huge news. Injuries. Nathan Cleary, Hammy, Moses.
Carnage.
Like the list of players, Cartwright, name, but he broke his ribs. And you got Cam Murray, he walked off training. Piacora, out. There are so many injuries over the round three, and that's not even including round two injuries. You would include Payne Haas, Fisher Harris. I mean, it does not stop. But let's get into the biggest topic overnight. Reece Walsh reportedly has signed a deal or at least agreed to terms. He comes out and says, no, that hasn't happened. This does sound similar-ish to the Luai situation where it came out he'd agreed. He said, I hadn't signed anything. Then he obviously eventually did. So for our listeners, just because Reece says he hasn't signed anything or agreed to anything doesn't mean he might not eventually. But what are your thoughts on this whole situation?
What's the go with announcing it and then the player saying, no, that's untrue?
Well, why
would that happen?
Well, I think it's the club putting pressure on the player. Well, again, like I got no evidence. Just in my experience, when there's certain things have happened with me and announcements have come out before agreements, it was to pressure me into that decision to make it happen.
I don't get that. I don't get why a club would, in particular, you know, the Broncos with Reece Walsh. He seems extremely happy at the Broncos. He's, you know, obviously, you know, everyone's aware of the form that he's been in over the last 12 months. I just don't know why they feel the need for that, Kempe.
Well, it's risky. I just think when you got to start, like,
that's what I mean.
Your fringies, it's like, all right, whatever. Fringies do get treated a little bit different, which is fine.
Yeah.
That's the way of the world. But a star player like that, you're walking on eggshells, aren't you?
Yeah. Was anyone from the Broncos actually quoted?
Well, so I'm pretty sure
in a newspaper report, was it?
So I'm pretty sure it was Peter Bedell, I think his name is, Career Mail.
Pete Bedell,
apologies. And he usually is pretty close up in Brisbane there, because it's such a big club and, you know, one team town for so long.
Yep.
And so you'd have to assume he's spoken to someone at the club off the record. And maybe they've said, yeah, look, it's pretty much a done deal. He's agreed to terms. And then he's just gone to print with it. But you'd think there'd be a higher threshold of doing an article than that.
Yeah. Well, these days, not so much. I think they just get a little bit excited and they jump the gun at times and just write a story. And I guess what, you know, some of these reporters, they want to be the guy that breaks the headline, right? They were the one that writes the story that everyone wants to hear, particularly with Reece Walsh recommitting to the Broncos. But look, if it's true, and I'm thinking that it will be, that he will recommit to the club and sign long term, it's wonderful news for the Broncos. He's been so good. You could see only the other night, Kempe, when he left the field. Now, I know there was no Payne Haas, there was no Adam Reynolds, but as soon as he left the field, like, their attack was gone. It was almost non-existent. Now, Selwyn Cobbo did a fantastic job, I thought, at fullback. He, you know, he was heavily involved. He did a lot of work. But, you know, he's not the same player as Reece Walsh. He doesn't possess the same speed. He's got different attributes to his game. But they just look all at sea when Walsh wasn't there.
Yeah, and I've got to praise the young lad. Like, he doesn't get enough respect for it, but he's tough. Like, the fact that he was putting in eye drops trying to get out on that field, when he's a superstar like him, you know, almost guaranteed a absolutely gigantic deal going forward. There's really, there's no pressures on him to really get on the field other than him just wanting to be back out in the jersey, back out playing with the boys. And I had especially, like, you could see, so he's trying to get back on the field and then the camera pans to him about 20 minutes later and his eyes is completely closed.
Yeah. And that was the reason why he didn't go back on the field, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, he went out, he wanted to get back out there and play, but when he went to warm him up again, he couldn't see the ball.
Crazy.
Like, he dropped a couple of balls.
Yeah, wow.
Because he just couldn't see out of that left eye.
Yep.
So that was the reason why. Like, it wasn't anything to do with his commitment to get out in the field, but he's going to be spending, the next month? Maybe another 5 weeks?
Well, just breaking news, he hasn't actually needed surgery. So he may be back quicker than we expected, which is great for the Broncos because they're in a bit of a... so they're saying round six for the Dolphins, which is a huge
hit.
That's huge. Okay. I will say, I actually was a bit surprised by the announcement of him re-signing so soon. I actually thought that he would probably drag it out a little bit just because he's still signed till 2025.
Mm.
The amount of interest in this guy, honestly, there might be record interest. Interest.
Yeah, and so there should be, right? Because given... you know, his ability and what he does. Like, everyone's seen firsthand now what he has done for that Broncos side. They went from a struggling outfit to him being at fullback and really changing their attack and making them one of the most dangerous football sides in the entire competition. They went all the way to the grand final. Now, off the back of, you know, a lot of other great work from other players as well, but you take Walsh out of that equation, then they're a completely different footy side. Mm. They're elite. They're a less dangerous footy side, more importantly. So I just think, you know, for him to recommit early, I think that's a great sign for the Broncos. I think it's a great sign from Reece to say, hey, listen, I'm committed to this footy club. I could go to any club with $1 million available would go hunting for his services, I believe. Mm. So he could have his pick of really anyone in the competition. But he said, no, listen, I'm not going out in the market. I know my value. And even if he could get more, let's just say he could get 1-3, you know, or upwards somewhere else. He's committed to the Broncos and says, well, look, this is where I want to be. Like, don't get me wrong, he's getting paid handsomely, like 1.1.
Oof.
That's as close as to any of the top players in the competition right now. So he's almost the highest paid player, picking up that salary. So, of course, all reported. You know, we don't know exact values, but that's a big whack. And, you know, but so they should. He's a wonderful player. Not only does he perform on the field for them, like imagine the people that want to be a part of the Broncos, you know, from a commercial point of view, because Reece Walsh is there.
Absolutely. I think another really good, sign is it does seem like, and I can't confirm this, but it does seem like that their top tier of player, so your Carrigans, your Hash, your Mams, are all kind of talking to each other. Because when you look at the reported figures of each, like I think Paddy Carrigan's reported figure is 800 grand a year, which is massive unders in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Payne Haas, around the 900 to a million. Ezra Mam, initially his first few years are quite low. So it does seem like they're kind of talking to each other of the understanding that, boys, if we want to win a premiership, there's going to have to be sacrifices made. And I know that, well, in my experience, when the Broncos won in 2006, obviously I wasn't a part of the starting 17, but I was a part of the squad. But you were very, very aware that the senior players were taking pay cuts to stay. In that squad, it wasn't even an open secret. It was just the way things were done.
Yeah, well, I think if you look across the competition, the teams that sort of dominate the sport and start building really strong squads, like that's what the salary cap's there for, right? It's to try and manage squads and to even out the competition. So particularly when you're developing, like if you look at the Penrith Panthers, right, when you're developing your young players, like they come through as rookies, unheard of, teenagers, and you develop them yourself. So you're always going to start out at a low figure, but then as their abilities grow and their skill set grows and they become sort of, consistent first graders and then rep players, and then your team starts winning premierships, that's when their value increases dramatically. And other clubs, rightly so, want their services because of what they're doing at their club. So we're seeing now the effects that's having on Penrith. So they're starting to get picked apart a little bit because you can only afford so many. And I think the Broncos are going to be in a similar situation over the next 18 months.
Now, we're going to head to a break, but before we do, Kev from Camden, he has said, boys, rain, hail or shine, training was on. We played a rep game at Mollymook. When the rain and mud was so bad, we jumped in the shower, boots and all at half time.
How good.
That is so good. The ref called timeout at one stage as we tried to dig the ball out of the mud.
Oh, Kev.
That's rugby league.
Bring it back.
Oh, bring it back.
Bring it back. Mate, can you make a phone call, please, to the Gold Coast City Council? Mate, to say, let them play. Let the kids play.
Maybe, hey, you know what? Maybe that's why the Titans are struggling. Not enough wet weather footy was growing up. Ooh, okay, look, I'm not going to go there. Happy birthday to the star front rower from that game, Corey Eason. We'll head to a break. After the break, injury toll is absolutely, it's as big as Mount Everest. It's incredible.